How to Make Things Better, a podcast with your host, Ravi,
Ethan,
and Marcos. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah. Okay, so what is our problem statement, boys? What's our problem statement?
We need to make SUVs more comfortable, and it needs to be spacier. Cheaper.
Yeah,
we just need to make them comfortable.
I agree. Modern SUVs are just so horrendous. They don't got enough space. Any solutions, boys?
Yeah, so a solution I have is by lifting up the seats a little bit more so they could be higher so you could put your legs underneath so you have more leg space.
All right.
More comfortable material.
Yeah, more comfortable material.
Yeah, about that, comfortable material, I think it now costs a lot more. So how do we make it cheaper?
Well, there should definitely be a cheaper version of the SUV and then a more like premium version.
More premium, yeah.
Like at the dealerships, for example, there's
like one will have like leather, the other will have like something else.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we make the trunk space bigger? Because my dad's car has like so much trunk space, but it does not have like enough human space in it. So what are we gonna do about that?
So see about that, the new SUVs. I think. No, it's on.
Oh yeah, it's fine.
The new SUVs, they reduced the trunk space, and I think they made a little bit more space for, you know, the people to sit. But so to fix that, I say we go back in time a little bit, maybe. What I like the models from 2014, like the one my mom drives right now. That one has pretty good trunk space. We should go back and take some ideas from those.
Yeah,
you know that has that has good space.
You need a balance of both. Mm-hmm. So we can make the trunk bigger, and then with the lifted seats, more leg space. So then, and then also, it's very important that the seats fold over, so there's even more space.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And maybe even a second compartment underneath the trunk, like you lift up the trunk and there's even more space underneath there.
Yeah. Well, I would say that compartment is usually used for like spare parts sometimes, like spare tires sometimes to get to it, or you know, like the spare tools. And then there should be that, but you know.
Personally, I think that if you have like a bigger trunk, if you plan on getting a bigger trunk, like let's say like 5 foot trunk, like 5 foot. Long trunk, you might want to reconsider that, or like probably push it back like 2 feet because of like you cannot fit like a lot of things in there, like a lot of people, and we might need to like up the size of the car to like a little bit more bigger because we need to like carry a lot of people.
Yeah, we should also add like a little trailer. And we can add that on, so people can sit in there.
Yeah, the...
Yeah,
what's it called, the
like
hinge?
A semi.
Yeah.
Like, for pulling, you know.
Yeah. And we can also add a swimming pool there, too.
That's a great idea.
Wait. Swimming pool?
Yeah, that's so you can swim. Idea. If it's hot in the car, you can swim. You go swimming in the trailer.
Dude,
Another idea for these. Okay, so in the back seating, we need some, like... USB or USB-C ports.
We need more
definitely
modern
charging.
Stuff. Yeah.
And then in the trunk, we need an outlet. An outlet back there would help a lot.
Yeah.
For like inflating things, powering things, it would come in handy.
Yeah. So.
And also very important that it's hybrid.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh,
because less gas, less maintenance.
So far for a hybrid, I am reluctant to go hybrid because sometimes you'll need two engines, so that just basically compromises space.
Have you ever seen a Prius? Like my friend has a Prius, and I wouldn't say the hood is too big.
Like I'm not talking about the hood. Like
it's all one engine, it's just combined into one thing.
All right. But the engine becomes ginormous, so even if it breaks down, it's complicated to like even know what you're doing.
Yeah, but here's how a hybrid works. So, like, it'll have a lower chance of breaking down, and also,
That's it for the show, guys.
All right,
hope you guys liked it.
That's
we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.